joining us is Marissa Nivison, postdoctoral research fellow, Department of Psychology, University of Calgary. How are you, Marissa? Thanks for joining our show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So you are one of the authors in a new piece called Active or Overscheduled Kids, How Parents Can Consider the Benefits and Risks of Extracurricular Activities. It's a busy time of year, so why research and look into this topic, Marissa?
Yeah, we're just interested in understanding how children can live their most balanced and healthiest lives, and this is one topic that has been on the minds of many parents, so we just thought it would be a good thing to address.
So the interesting thing, Marissa, is kids really have little to no say in their activities when they're younger, when they're in elementary school. I have a 17-year-old, and I will just say I overscheduled that kid to death at times when he was younger because you literally have the fear of them missing out on something. And so we would go from a school activity to hockey practice to baseball practice and then sometimes loop back into a different hockey practice. So what is the message to parents when kids are younger and they really are in charge of their calendars?
And I totally understand that you want to give your child the chance to explore and try to settle in and find what they like. And I think that the key point in all of this is trying to find the right balance. You just don't want to like overburden your child too much to the point where it just becomes stressful and not enjoyable. So that's really what we're looking for, is just that balance of exploration and activity.
Did you have a childhood that was either heavily overscheduled or perfectly balanced that can give you some insight into the lives of children these days?
Yeah, so I was a part of a lot of sports teams. And then later in high school, I did the International Baccalaureate program on top of working on top of sports. So I definitely overcommitted myself, I think. But I also really learned some very valuable skills, like learning how to balance things and time management, that definitely helped me later in life. So there are key benefits.
And so some of the benefits in your piece are obviously when children or teenagers are part of a club or part of a team or part of a group at school, there is a sense of friendship and belonging. And in the days of kids spending so much time on screens, that has to be one of the biggest benefits of being busy in extracurriculars.
Oh, definitely, for sure. We really encourage children to have these friendships and also have the different kind of mentorship relationships that they would have with coaches or supervisors or whatnot, to beyond their parents and teachers too.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were speaking with an expert on teenagers and cell phone use, and he said the most upsetting thing he'd seen in a while was his daughter was at a sports tournament. And he said in his day and age, in between games or during downtime at a tournament, you would go for a meal or hang out or kick a ball around the halls of the school. And he said what he noticed was as soon as kids were done their activity, boom, they immediately were just all on their phones by themselves, sitting up against the wall. And so he said, you know, we need to keep them even busier to combat that screen time. And yet you also want time for downplay and downtime, and so they can relax and use their imaginations and have that sense of boredom to experience new things that boredom can lead to.
Yeah, it is definitely very important to have both like downtime, but also like unstructured time. And the difference being like having unstructured time with your friends where, you know, you're not having basketball practice, but you're just having fun and hanging out. That's really important. But then also having time where you're just by yourself, and sometimes that's going to be on screens, but maybe working with your kids to try to, you know, scaffold that with family time or maybe different activities like journaling to, you know, increase downtime that isn't necessarily focused on screens.
Joining us right now is Marissa Nivison, a postdoctoral research fellow in the Department of Psychology at the University of Calgary, one of the authors of a new piece called Active or Overscheduled Kids, How Parents Can Consider Benefits and Risks of Extracurricular Activities. And it's not just parents. As someone who has taken her son to many, 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 many practices and games, grandparents play a huge role in this. And sometimes the grandparents are the saviors because they can help with extracurriculars, or they're just as involved in making things maybe a little too nutty. So it really is a family event.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of that, like, family time is critically important. So making sure you're not too overscheduled, that you can't just spend time with your family, is really important too.
And so do you have any advice or recommendations while looking at this about how much time is too much time spent in extracurriculars or overscheduling your kids? Or is it really a kid by kid, family by family, interest by interest situation?
I would say it's definitely, you know, individually based per family, but there are things to look out for. Just some, like, things to keep in mind is, as a parent, you should really listen to your child and encourage their interest, but also monitor their level of engagement and their stress levels. Are they enjoying the activities that they're in? Are they getting the things out of it that you wish they would be? Is it, you know, worthwhile? Is it worth potentially the things it's taking away from? So paying attention to that, but also still prioritizing the other important aspects of your children's lives, like family time or downtime, things like that. We do provide a lot of tips in the article that you mentioned, so I would encourage parents to check that out, or grandparents, or anyone who's interested.
Well, I really appreciate your time. It's Marissa Nivison from the University of Calgary, and the piece is in The Conversation. You can read it online. Thank you so much for joining us, Marissa.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.